not thinking about
Yeah,
it, because it's
okay.
a mistake which I did, and
So how do we get over that?
one could be
Not
extreme and one could be simple, like parenting.
So if we commit some mistakes, how do we get over that guilt at that time?
That's like momentarily, but there could be something which is very serious and which we want to, like, okay, it's done. Now you can't do
Yeah,
anything
so
about it.
Krishna,
How to forgive
Krishna can,
ourselves?
yeah, how to forgive ourselves? The first thing is that we are the only resource we have. All our other resources, even Krishna is in that sense a resource. All our other resources are dependent on the foundation of this resource. I mean, Krishna can't help us if we don't help ourselves. This is the God helps those who help themselves. So, if say you are driving a car and that car breaks down and it keeps breaking down, but that is the only car you have and there's no way you can get a new car. Then sometimes when people get the car breaks down, you know, they may punch the car, they may kick the car. You know, why did you break down like that? But if that is the only car you have, you won't take a big boulder and break the car completely out of anger. So similarly, we are the only resource we have. There's no other resource for us. So A, that's why Uddharet Atmanatmanam Natmanam Avasadet. Krishna says, elevate yourself with the mind. Don't degrade yourself with the mind. And who's going to do the elevation? We have to do the elevation. Krishna is there to help us if we want to do it. But it is we who have to do it. So if we recognize this point, that we are our only resource, then if we had some assistant, another example, say, if we had some assistant who was going to help us in doing some work and that assistant makes a mistake, then we may be angry, we may chastise, we may just berate the person. Sometimes, you know, in the past people would beat also, master would beat an employee. But if the master beats up the employee so much that the employee cannot even walk after that, well, then what is the use of the beating? The master only will have to do all the work. Isn't it? So that is of no use. So like that, if we become so upset with ourselves that we become disheartened, that we start feeling hopeless, then we are our only resource. So if there is any change that has to happen, it is we who have to begin it. Once we begin, Krishna will help. But we are our only resource. That's the first point. The second point would be that Krishna is so expert that he can work even through our mistakes. That Krishna, our mistakes are not Krishna's plan, but our mistakes can be included in Krishna's plan. That means Krishna doesn't plan that we make mistakes. Krishna doesn't want that we make mistakes. But if we make some mistakes, Krishna's plan can include them. That means, say, we have the famous pastime of the Akshay Patra, where Durvasa Muni came. Now, Draupadi had already eaten the food at that time. And then Krishna told, just look if something is there. And there's just one morsel of food. Now, you think about this pastime. Normally, if in our house, if we have some utensils, after the food is taken, we clean the utensils. If we have some special utensils, say if we have some silver utensils or some golden utensils, we clean them very carefully. Isn't it? Now, the Akshay Patra is such an extraordinary instrument. How could Draupadi have neglected the fact that there's one morsel of food over there remaining? So, you could say at one level there was a mistake. But Krishna acted through that mistake. So, in that sense, we don't have to think of our past mistakes as permanently condemning us. Mistakes are there, but Krishna's plan can act even through our mistakes. The other example we give is like the GPS. GPS tells us you want to go to particular place, say turn right, and we turn left. Now, what does GPS do at that time? GPS will say, get lost now. GPS, you didn't obey me, get lost. Go to hell. No, GPS reroutes and tells us again the right path. So similarly, even if you have committed some mistakes, Krishna's plan includes the possibility of our committing mistakes. Krishna's plan doesn't require that we commit mistakes, but it includes the possibility. So therefore, even if we made some mistakes, Krishna can still work through them and Krishna can still guide us. So that way we can have that positivity and hope that Krishna's plan can work even now. So by these two reflections, we can move forwards. That we are our only resource and Krishna's plan works even through our mistakes. That way we can forgive ourselves and move on in our life.
Is it not